And we now have with us Margaret Abbott, and she's Riley County Senior Service Center Meal Coordinator. We welcome Margaret. We just established, I think it's her first time on, and we appreciate her being here today. And we're mainly going to be talking about delivery of meals and the need, of course, you're always needing more people to help volunteer when we deliver these meals to folks in the Manhattan community.
Right.
And I guess maybe the numbers involved and, you know, how many folks do you have right now? And I think most of us probably know that there's folks out there driving around delivering meals, but...
Well, we have a base of about 63 drivers.
Okay, very good.
And we deliver to between 70 and 80 meals each day on Monday through Friday.
That's a lot of meals. Yes. How many drivers does it take to do all of that?
Well, we have 13 routes a day, so it takes... Well, 13 drivers plus, a lot of them are, you know, like husband and wife or something like that. But there's 13 separate routes that have to be covered.
And what's it take to be a driver? I'm sure there's some prerequisites and few requirements.
Well, you have to have a driver's license. They usually fill out the forms through the Flint Hills Volunteer Center, and fill out their forms because they do the background checks for us. Mainly, just, you know, you have to have a valid driver's license.
And I am guessing
and a willingness.
they probably get a little bit of an attachment to the people they deliver to. Do they have like an established route where they get to know the folks pretty well?
Most of them do, and that's one of the things. Sometimes it's the only face-to-face contact for some of these seniors.
So I can see where it would be very meaningful, too. Well, the types of volunteers that you have right now, I don't know, is there like just an average age or gender? As you say, a lot of them are couples, which sounds like a perfectly wonderful thing to share with a husband and wife or couples of other natures. Well, I mean, talk about the general folks that do this kind of thing.
Well, they're all ages. We have K-State students that come and deliver, too. Usually theirs is for the semester, and then we have to go out and find some more for perhaps the next semester. We have to be aware of when they can't drive, which would be when they're taking their exams. So, but if they're willing to go out there and do it, then we're willing to take them.
Now, do you have like a backup list? Because I'm sure there's times that unforeseen circumstances, last-minute cancellation. You mentioned this morning that actually happened to you. How does that work?
We start making phone calls, emails. I usually... most of my volunteers will let me know when they can't deliver. And so then I have a list that I go out and take care of. And I send out emails saying I need so-and-so on route such-and-such for whatever day it would be. And then I get emails responding back to me and said, yes, I can do this. They're good. They're excellent. I wouldn't be able to do it without them.
Is there a set time? I mean, say I may be interested in doing this. I got a little bit of time, but I mean, what time of day do I need to be prepared for, and how long a stretch of time, that kind of thing?
Okay, usually the drivers come to pick up the meals at 10:30 in the morning, and at least by 11 anyway, because when you start getting past that, then the clients get a little worried that they're not going to get their meal that day. Sometimes some people can say they'll come and say, well, I can be there, but it's going to be a little after 11 before I get there, which is fine as long as we know that that's going to happen, because when all of a sudden 11 comes and there's some routes that are still not filled, then we start getting worried. But we don't have too much of that problem, actually. Most of our people are there about 10:30 in the morning. I'd say they have, most of them deliver 10:30, 11:30. They're usually back between 11:30 and 12.
So a lot of coordination involved, most definitely. And there's some options, too, that I wasn't aware of till you came in today. I guess, you know, if they live out of town, they can come pick them up. I mean, obviously, you don't deliver out of town.
Right.
But that's one option. I mean, I'm sure you need to know for numbers and such. And then also, I think it mentioned there, too, that you can deliver frozen for Friday if it's someone that needs something over the weekend.
Right.
So that's an option also.
And they don't have a choice. That's whatever is in the frozen. The meals, there are frozen meals from the meals that we have cooked. So they're excellent meals. It's just that you don't have you can't go through and choose which meal you want.
Well, and I would think some foods, too, would be better frozen than others, too, quite honestly, in the scheme of things. Well, let's just out of curiosity, what types of food are we talking about? You're probably going to make me hungry here. It's time of day I start thinking about lunch.
Well, today we're having Polish sausage.
Ooh, yummy. Okay.
But last week we had roast beef, mashed potatoes, Mexican corn, and poke cake. This Friday we're having our Thanksgiving meal. We sold out 100 tickets for that, so we're going to have about 100 people eating in the senior center itself, plus our routes. So we're going to probably, I'd say you're looking at almost 200 people for one meal this coming Friday, but all the tickets are sold out, so I know that at least we've got 100 right there. And then we have ham and beans and cornbread.
Are there favorites that people just kind of crave?
Yeah. Well, actually, the chicken fried steak is a favorite. And usually when we have roast beef or ham, there's really all the meals are excellent. So I can't say that we have a particular favorite. But, yes, if we have baked chicken, they're going to be there. We serve approximately 40 on average folks there in the center itself. And they can be seniors or they can be younger than 60. The meals are approximately $350 each. That's a suggested donation of $350. And then if you're under 60, then it's 5 1/4. So you can bring your kids with you if you want to, or your grandkids, which I've done before.
Now, I'm sure you have regulars. I mean, but say I'm someone that's interested and you know, that I maybe we've talked, of course, about the need for volunteers. But what about on the other side? If I'm realizing that I'm having trouble making my own meals, or if I have a family member that I know is having difficulty, how do we get on the list of folks that you come visit?
Normally they call and we take down the information, and we have what we call a 3-page assessment has to be made, because these are supposed to be homebound seniors. And homebound doesn't mean you can't go to church. If somebody wants to come pick you up and take you to church, that doesn't mean you got to stay in your home 24 hours a day. But the criteria is to be homebound. And they come, we take down the information, then I have an assistant that goes out and does all of the assessments. I used to do them, but I have two great assistants right now that take care of a lot of the oddball paperwork that happens all the time. And she goes out, she does the assessment, she makes sure that she writes down, like, if they're in a walker or stuff like that, having to use the canes. A lot of them, we have a lot of them that have memory problems, and so they don't cook because they're, you know, a little bit afraid of cooking. But the main thing is, once we do that, then we put them on a list. We have what we call clipboards, and their names go on the clipboard. That's the routes. And from there, you just go ahead and we put them down. We start serving their food every day.
I bet the new kitchen has made a bit of a difference for you.
Oh, it has. I mean, it had its little peculiarities when it first started, like anything when you've got brand new equipment. But everything's smoothing out now.
Well, as we mentioned, we only have about a minute left or a little bit less. Is there anything else you're wanting to highlight? I'm guessing still you're always needing volunteers, and but anything else you're wanting to add today, Margaret?
Well, our kitchen just added on the meals for Ogden. That's a brand new thing, and we have a meal coordinator over there, so you'd have to have her in here sometime to tell you about her job. But that's about it. It's just come on down and join us at lunch, and just call us. Our number is 785-587-2462, and just call us and let us know that you're interested, and we will explain it further to you at that time.
Thanks so much for coming in. Really have appreciated it. Margaret Abbott with us today, Riley County Senior Service Center Meal Coordinator. You've been listening to In Focus.
Tomorrow on K-Man's In Focus, Riley County Commissioner Ron Wells will be joining us for the program. I believe Brady Bowman will be hosting the show tomorrow. He covers the county beat, so that's the plan. Moving up on 10 a.m., Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh. Dan Patrick, and Wildcat Insider with the game featuring Wyatt Thompson. K-State women's basketball tonight begins at 6:30, 7 o'clock tip-off.
They're your neighbors, your volunteers, your coaches. This is their home, too. Carpet One of Manhattan. They've got you covered.